there's a very consistent line, which I hadn't really seen from Saint Laurent, Pearson, through Trudeau, through you, through Mulroney, all the way to, let's say, Paul Martin.
Yep, there was.
And it seemed, and I looked at it and went, wow, that is remarkably consistent and Canadian. We seem to be the guy who punches above his weight but is happy to stand just outside the spotlight, whispering quietly in people's ears and getting things done. Is that an unfair way of characterizing?
No, that's true, but remember, that's what we do at home too. I think one of the really important things about Canada's role internationally is that there's a large degree to which it reflects what we do at home. We've been a very successful society at home. I don't mean perfect, I just mean better than most of the others, and we've been able to do that by recognizing differences, whether those are cultural differences or regional differences. Again, we're far from perfect, but you look at almost anywhere else that is a federation or is a multicultural country, we've been remarkably successful at doing those things. And part of it is that we are prepared to sit at the side of the table. We don't insist at always being at the head of the table. I've been saying recently that to us, what comes from the table is more important than who sits at the head of the table. And that has contributed to a lot of our success historically in Canada, internally. But it also has been a hallmark of what we've done internationally.
You've always been a conservative.
I've always been a progressive conservative.
Progressive conservative. Your eyes are progressive conservative blue. I mean, if I cut you now, you will probably bleed blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, but when you look at the political landscape, the centrist Joe Clark that I've known isn't represented by the party whose name has something to do with conservative.
Well, two comments on that. One, naturally I'd say this, but I think that the commentators did not pay enough attention to what the progressive conservatives were when we were around, for various reasons, some of it partisan. There was a tendency to sort of put us off on a harder right than we were. What I am is a progressive conservative. And will that party name ever come back federally? Probably not now. Who knows? But probably not. But is that mentality there? Yes. It's there in many of the members of the Conservative caucus. That's part of what is quite interesting about this. I know a fair number of the people who serve in this government, either as members of parliament, a few less now than I used to know, but some, and some who sit in the government. And I have great regard for some of them. And I think that if they were at the head of their table, if they were setting the pace for the current government, it would be a very different government than it is. So I don't think I have to go any place different to find the attitude towards public life different from my tradition, to find the attitudes toward public life I'm comfortable with. I am an orphan politically. I have no political party now. We'll see what happens with the election as it shapes up. We'll see if anything happens in the Harper Party, which I'm afraid I doubt. We'll see what comes of Mr. Trudeau. But my role in this is going to be as a writer of books and as someone who comments on these things. The Harper government is a departure from Canadian practice, certainly from Canadian progressive conservative practice. And I don't think the fact that the nature and the name of the national government have changed means the country has changed. I think the country that was interested in, by and large, centrist parties, which both at their best, the Liberal and the Progressive Conservative parties were, I think the party remains a centrist country. Is that even more than it was before, because we are now so much more multicultural than we were before. I think a lot of people who come to the country, having left for whatever reason their countries of origin, are trying to find out what is it we're joining? What is this new identity here? And I think that these are people, you could see it in the relative ease with which they work with others in their own community. These are people who want to find agreements rather than find disagreements. And I think that tradition is alive and well. One of the reasons I wrote the book is that I think a lot of the people who should be speaking out more about this have drawn back. And I rather hope that my book might encourage on international affairs a lot of people who share that view, who share that traditional view but want to apply it to the future, might take some encouragement from the discussions I hope my book will lead to.
Well, thank you very much. Do you still get to be called Right Honorable? Do you keep that?
That's like my title, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool title. When Maureen and I were at home in Calgary back in the early 90s, and I preface it by saying, of course, when you go out of office, all of the friends you thought you had disappear, and you don't get the calls you got. Well, we were at home one day in Calgary, and the phone rang. This is a true story. I picked up the phone, and the female person on the other end said, I'd like to speak to Mr. or Mrs. R.T. Hahn. And I said, I'm sorry, you must have a wrong number. And she said, sir, this is your telephone company. This phone is registered to Mr. and Mrs. R.T. Hahn. And I want to speak to them. And it suddenly occurred to me she was talking about my title, the Right Honorable. So I said, what was it you wanted to talk to the Hahns about, assuming they were here? And she said, I want them to be aware of the privacy provisions of Alberta government telephones, which I thought was a kind of a funny story.
Yeah. That's well, thank you for speaking with me, Mr. Hahn.
Thank you very much.
The book is How We Lead, Canada in a Century of Change. I've been speaking with the Right Honorable Joe Clark, and How We Lead is published by Random House of Canada.